Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Gumpo, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I am very happy.
Great to hear that. Well, we're continuing on our subject, on the subject of prayer. And of course, there's so much to consider when it comes to prayer, you know, opening up one's heart to God. But does God need to be notified of our needs, really? Surely, He's an all-knowing, all-seeing God. And so how does He respond to a prayer that is also made mindlessly? And so these are the questions that we would have answered at the end of this conversation. Now, Pastor, can any prayer be considered insincere or meaningless?
A prayer can be insincere and meaningless.
Mm.
I mean, prayer is a deep personal and spiritual act of communication with the higher power, which is God.
Mm-hmm.
And its effectiveness and impact is influenced by the sincerity and intent, behind it. So yeah, it's possible. I mean, if a prayer is offered without genuine devotion, without authenticity, without belief, yeah, it can be considered insincere.
Mm.
So, yeah, it is. Likewise, if a prayer lacks purpose,
yeah,
when a prayer lacks depth, when a prayer lacks a connection, or a connection to inner self, or even God, it may be perceived. I believe it is perceived meaningless. So the essence of prayer lies in the heartfelt expressions of one's desire, gratitude, and concerns to God Himself.
Mm.
So, let me give a good example. When a prayer is offered superficially, you know, with ulterior motives or without true beliefs, then it can be a meaningless prayer. So it can be a meaningless prayer, yes.
Now, you know, and when we pray, God is not caught by surprise that there is a particular God's will who is going to come and ask for this. He's already knowing about that. He already knows that you're going to make a call and this is what you're going to be looking for. So what's the point, really?
Okay, let me say this. You know, God is omniscient, which simply means He knows everything.
Yeah.
And this also includes the knowledge of our needs, the desires that we have, and the circumstances that we are in.
Mm.
So the idea that God is aware of the details of our lives and understands our needs makes this question very big and very difficult to answer. But I can say this. Prayer is not time, or should how do I put this thing? Prayer is not time to try and inform God of our situations, but rather it's about establishing a relationship and communion with Him. It is not an opportunity to go and tell God what you think He doesn't know, but it's an opportunity for us as individuals to express our thoughts, our emotions, our requests to God, and seeking guidance, comfort, and support, and even align our hearts and minds to Him. So it doesn't really need to be told. In fact, let me say this. You know, prayer is a way of us as individuals acknowledging our dependence on God.
Yeah.
So to express our true trust and reliance on His wisdom and power, we need to invite Him or involve Him in our lives. So it's not really a time to inform God, but I feel like prayer is an act of humility, an act of surrender, and openness to the divine presence and guidance.
Mm, mm, mm. Wow, beautiful responses there. Now, having said that, are there any prayers that you know, God ignores? You know, perhaps due to the lack of sincerity or stuff like that? And, you know, it gets to His throne, and then it decides that, nah, I'm not going to respond to this thing.
Okay, I love what Sister White tells us in one of her books. She tells us that God is too good to withhold anything that is good to his people. In fact, it's from the book Steps to Christ, chapter 11, The Privilege of Prayer, where she says God is too wise to and too good to withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. But there are some prayers that God doesn't answer. One, for example, Paul says, I prayed to God 3 times, but the answer he gave me is, my grace is sufficient for you. And at that moment, I think Paul he needed some healing of sort. But God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. In fact, but there are some prayers that God really will never answer. And it's based on us. The problem is not God, but the problem is in me. In the Bible, we find instances where insincere and meaningless prayers are addressed to God. And I remember Jesus says, as we read from the Bible, Jesus talks about the Pharisees in the book of Matthew. The chapter is 23 and the verse is 14, where he says, woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you devour widows' houses, and for a show make lengthy prayers, therefore you will be punished. So this verse highlights the danger of offering prayers solely for show off or with impure motives. So if you pray to God for show off or with impure motives, consider your prayer unanswered. Then additionally, you look at James 4 verse 3, where when the Bible tells us that when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get for your own pleasures. In fact, the other Bible say, because you pray amiss. So some of the prayers we bring to God are prayers of selfishness, where someone says to God, why don't I have a car and my neighbor has a car? Definitely, I don't believe God will answer that prayer that is so selfish. And also, I love Proverbs 28 verse 9. It's a scary verse. It says, if anyone turns a deaf ear to my instructions, even their prayers are detestable. So this simply tells us that lack of sincerity and obedience to God's law and his teaching will make our prayers detestable or ignored by God.
Mm. Wow. Now, why then do we pray? I think you touched on this. Exactly. I need to get to the bottom of this. Why do we pray? I mean, we've established that God already knows, and it doesn't need to be notified of our needs or anything that we're going to say. He already knows that.
That's true.
So exactly why?
You know, prayer is the breath of the soul. So I believe if I cannot breathe, I'm surely going to be dead. If someone is dead or if something is dead, it doesn't breathe. So if you don't pray, you don't have a life, number one. And another simple thing that we can take from prayer and why we should be praying is because prayer is communication with God. I'm sure we talked about this yesterday, that we need to communicate with our God. Prayer is a way to connect and to communicate with our God. It allows us to express our thoughts, our feelings, our desires to God and seek his guidance, comfort or intervention. I'll tell you something about myself. You know, I can publicly say I'm a stress-free person. I'm stress-free because, you know, I've learned that situations are not under my control. So when I pray, I just feel okay. I'm like, okay, God, you know that this thing is messed up right now. Just fix it for me. Do your will. Just do you. And I just spend my whole day peacefully.
Mm.
And another thing, prayer is there to save time. You know, we waste time trying to do things ourselves when we have a master who created the heavens and the earth, mm, who has to do those things for us for free.
Yeah.
And something else I can say about prayer, we pray because we are worshiping. I mean, it is a way of worship and adoration. You know, prayer is an act of worship. It expresses, you know, reverence. It expresses our gratitude and our praise to our God. It is an opportunity to acknowledge and honor the greatness and the goodness and the power of our God who is in heaven. And also, we need to, as we pray, we seek guidance and wisdom. Look at, ask Solomon. He will tell you that I pray for wisdom, and God gave me wisdom that no one on earth has ever had. So it is in prayer.
Yeah. Ooh, man, Pastor. Hello. Hi, Pastor. Hello, Pastor. Wow, it is 19 minutes before the hour, 4 o'clock. We are in conversation with Pastor Godswill Gumpo, talking about prayer. And I think we have just lost the pastor there. So we're going to be trying to get back him on the line, as he is going to be actually helping us to understand the subject of prayer. So he's going to be back on the line. It is actually now 19 before. I think he's back on the line, Pastor.
Hey, my network.
Yeah. So will our needs, Pastor, not be met if we don't pray about them?
Sorry, I didn't get you well.
Will our needs not be met if we don't pray about them?
Our needs are met by God, I believe, even if we don't pray for them. But we need to pray for them. Let me say this. Jesus is teaching the disciples to pray, he teaches them also to state their needs. Give us our daily bread. Give us our daily bread. So we need to tell God what we want. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 is simple. Call unto me and I will answer you and tell you great things that you do not know. So everything that we need, whatever need it is, we need to give it to our master. But now the problem comes when we need things rather than our master. I believe the Bible is simple. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So the greatest need that we as men have, it is the face of God. Then when we seek the face of God and his righteousness, all these other things will follow according to his riches, his glory, and his will.
So effectively, you're saying that God will meet those needs notwithstanding the fact that he receives requests for them or not.
Yes, I believe so. You know, there's something that makes me wonder about my God. It's raining these days. It's raining. And this rain, there are people who are praying for it. There are people who are praying for it. And there are people who are not praying for it, but they all receive the rains. Whether they are Christians or they're not Christians, they receive the rains. They go and farm. They get produce. They eat and get merry. But some of them are even unbelievers. So I believe God will always keep his people. He will always keep them close to him, whether they pray. You know, when we start saying God doesn't bless those who, should I say, doesn't address the needs of those who don't fear him, we make God look like a miserable God, like a God who withholds blessings so that we worship him. But he is a God who will even give life to a sinner. I mean, he's a God who will give you life and breath and the energy as even you are going to sin. He will give you those things freely. Freely, he will give you, you're walking, going to do something wrong. You have life, you are breathing. Imagine if God was the type of a God who just say, okay, you want to go and steal? He just holds the oxygen from you and you die. But he is a God who even give a sinner, even as he is planning and orchestrating sin in his heart, he will give him life. So God blesses us. God gives us what we need, whether we ask for it or we did it. But it is important to talk to God, because talking to God is not all about us informing him of our needs, but it is us having a relationship with him.
Indeed, it is about us having a beautiful relationship with him. Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through this afternoon. Fantastic conversation we've had with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place, eh?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.